Oh, cool.
Yeah. There's like a lack of facial expression this morning, guys. I totally get it. We're going to start in child's pose. When you're ready, come on down. Let your eyes fall gently closed. Okay. Just steadiness in your breath. Just let your mind focus on that one thing. Just get a good steadiness. You have a rhythm. Whatever it may be. So maybe moving a little slow this morning. Maybe things are a little spun up. What is the rhythm and can you steady it? Into something that feels like it's a natural, easy pace. And as you're ready, come on up to hands and knees. Take a few rounds of cat and cow. Good. One more round here. And then make your way back to center. Downward facing dog. As you're here, take a few moments to move side to side, to bend one knee, then the other, and feel your hips move side to side, a little rotation going on. Come on back to center line. Breath in. Breath out. Look forward to your hands. Walk forward. Take ragdoll. And here, have a little sway of the hip side to side. So you're moving weight from one leg to the other. The legs are staying relatively straight. Straight-ish. But the idea is that the hips are moving rather than a lunge side-to-side action. It's more of a hip sway, getting more into the sides of the hip. Good. Back to center. We're going to take arms to legs so that you have forearms resting on thighs and toes pointing straight ahead. We're going to sit back to about a half squat and a halfway lift. Squeeze your shoulder blades together on your back. Press your arms to your legs, legs into arms. Just get that sensation of the half squat, half lift. One more breath in, shoulder blades squeeze to center. Really feel your back. And then exhale, bow. Let the upper back go, press into your feet. We're going to go again. Sit back, breathe in, and do that. Arms to legs, legs to arms. You're pressing out with the arms, in with the legs. Squeeze your shoulder blades in towards center, then release slow. A lot of engagement on that half lift, half squat. Two more. Sit back. Heart forward, shoulder blades squeeze in. Bow. One more. Real big press of the arms and the legs, legs to arms, shoulder blades squeezing, a lot going on. Exhale, bow, wrap your arms around your legs, hug in, let your head get heavy. Good. Let your head turn side to side. And we'll release hands to mat and walk feet together. Pressing into your feet, you can bring your hands to your shins. And we're going to imagine a cat back here. So navel center to spine. Little softness in your knees. Roll up to stand with a cat back action. When you get to stand, arms are at your sides. A shoulder shrug up to your ears. And then shoulder blades slide down your back. Two more like that. Oh, make them into shoulder rolls though. Come. Inhale up. Exhale, draw the shoulder blades back and down. Do that one more time. Keep your head level. So lift up through the very back of your skull so that head stays stacked atop the spine and the shoulders are moving independently of the spine. We will bring hands together, heart center. Have a moment. Close your eyes. Spread your toes. Unclench your teeth. And sun A, inhale, reach up. And exhale, bow forward. Inhale, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, low push. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Look forward, walk or lightly hop to your hands. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. Press your feet down, breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, low push out. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Look forward, walk or lightly hop, top of the mat. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, fold. One more round. Press your feet down. Breathe in. Reach up. And exhale. Fold forward. Breathe in. Lift halfway. Flat back. Plant your hands. Low push up. Breathe in. Upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. We stay here. Breathe in, take your right leg back and up behind you. Breathe out, bend the knee. Draw thigh to your chest, rock forward, big step, low lunge. When you inhale, straighten the front leg, shift the hip back pyramid. Exhale, bend back into the low lunge. Breathe in. And breathe out. One more, breathe in. Breathe out, low lunge. Stay here, draw your heart forward. Step the foot back, exhale, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Breathe in, left leg, back and up behind you. Bend your knee, draw to your chest, rock forward, big step. Inhale, shift the hips back. And exhale, rock forward. Breathe in, lift the hips up and back. Breathe out, rock forward. One more. In, rock back. Breathe out, rock forward. Tighten the back leg. On your inhale, draw your heart forward. With your exhale, step back, low push up. Breathe in, upward facing dog. And breathe out, down dog. Breathe in, right leg back and up behind. Breathe out, bend the knee, draw to your chest. Take a big step on your center line. Walk around to the side for straddle. If you need to switch up sides, totally fine here. Toes to the corners. We're going to take skandhasana. So side lunges, bending one knee, then the other. Coming through center, we lift into that full straddle and down to straddle lunge. And then that Prasarita standing straddle and then straddle lunge. Good. Take your time. So you've got a rhythm going. See if you can adapt it to a full exhale, sitting into a lunge. That inhale to come back to center. Then the other side and exhale, sit into the lunge. Inhale, come back to center into the other side. Exhale, deepen into the lunge. Inhale to center back across. Deep. Inhale back to center and across. One more of these. Making your way back to center and then to the front of the mat with your hands. Turn into a low lunge. Step back. High to low. Breathe in. Upward facing dog. Breathe out. Downward facing dog. Breathe in, left leg back and up behind. Bend your knee. Bring it into your chest. Breath forward, step on your center line. Turn to the side for straddle again. If you need to switch aside, feel free. Up toes out to the corners. Drop your hips. So low at center. We've got a horse stance, hands on the floor. And you're just going to shift the weight side to side so that you're getting those lunges, but you're not bringing your hips up at center. Hips are staying low. Somehow I feel like this should be called the spider. But that's just vivid imagination going on. The idea is we stay deep, work through a squat at center. And then that timing again, exhale into a lunge, get there, stay a little bit, inhale, bring it back across to the other side. So there's that deepening effect, a little bit more time in each lunge. Bring this back to center. Walk your hands around to the front of the mat. Low lunge to step back. Low push. Breathe in. Upward facing dog. Good. Breathe out. Down dog. Rest into the down dog. Really press way, 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 way back. Then let that come just a little bit forward. Right, so that down dog where most of us end up anyway, like we forget to do the whole thing. That one. Be in that one. Step your right foot about halfway up it. Spin your heels to the left. Open the right arm. We're going to lower the hips toward the mat. Reach for the back wall with the right arm. Lift the hips and reach toward the front wall. Good. Lower and lift. One more. Lower. Really press through your feet to lift, especially the heel of the right foot. Then right hand to the mat. Step back. Down dog. Press into it. Right? Finally, like the down dog. Neplu Ultra down dog. Then do a little bit forward. So a little bit of that is lazy down dog. Left foot steps about halfway up. Spin the heels over to the right. Right hand's now down a little in front of the right shoulder. Left arm is up. We're going to lower the hips, reach back. Then you're going to lift the hips, reach forward. And lower the hips, reach back. Lift the hips, reach forward. Lower and reach back. Press into your feet, lift your hips, reach forward. Left hand down. Step back, press into the down dog. Like really load it. Then we're going to look forward to your hands. Walk or lightly hop, top of the space. Breathe in, lift halfway. Breathe out, bow. Drive your feet down, breathe in, reach up, mountain pose. Eagle, right arm underneath, right leg over top. Stay, breathe. On an inhale, unwind, reach up. Left side, eagle. Left arm underneath, left leg over top. Hug the shin bones together, hug the forearm bones together. Loosen up your toes and your fingers. Soften your eyes and your jaw. Inhale, unwind, reach up. We're going to take eagle arms again, right side. Ankle to knee pose with the legs. Right ankle to the outside of left knee. Sit deeply, lift your chest. Left hip's going to try to move out to the left. Don't let it. Pull the left hip straight back. Inhale, unwind, reach up. Left side eagle arms. Left ankle over right thigh. Sit back. Notice if your right hip wants to go a little right. Don't let it. Pull it in line with the right heel. Breathe here. Inhale, unwind, reach up. I'm going to take right arm down behind for dancer. You catch the foot. You could go unbound, totally cool. Squeeze your shoulder blades toward one another, just as much as we did in that first little half squat thing. Roll the shoulder blades in. Breathe here. With an exhale, slow release, hands to heart, foot to mat. Good work. Breathe in and reach up. Breathe out, left arm down. Touch your foot. Breathe. Breath in. And breath out. Hands to heart, foot to mat. Pause. When you inhale, reach up, mountain pose. When you exhale, bow forward. Breathe in, lift halfway, flat back. Plant your hands, low push up. Breathe out. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Look through your hands, walk or hop to seated. Take legs out in front, shake them out. And then right knee in, hug it toward you. We're going to plant the right foot to the outside of the left thigh, unless you prefer it on the inside. Totally cool. Lift your spine up and then use your hands around shin bone to help you get tall there. Right hand back behind you. Left arm's going to reach up like you got the most burning desire to have a question answered. And then cut the elbow across. As the elbow cuts across, press arm down to lift your chest up. Breathe here. Right shoulder blade toward your spine to pull you into the twist. Leg into arm. So you're pressing the leg equally into the arm is pressing into it. Good. Breath in. Breath out slowly back to center. Right leg. It's going to unwrap itself. Come back to hurdler. Right, so that's the knee pointing out to the side, toward the back, whatever you got, any direction that works. Hands are going to go on either side of the left thigh. Lift up to sit on the sitting bone. And then you're going to bow to the inside of the left leg. Breathe here. On an inhale, come on up to your hands. Lean a little off into the left side to pick up the right leg and bring it back to center. Then we're going to bring the left knee in toward the chest. Give it a good hug in. Left foot to the outside of the right thigh. Use the hands to help you pull your spine up and in. And turn. Right arm's going to reach up. And cut across. The arm action is down so that you lift your chest up. Once you're there, left shoulder blade in toward your spine. Pull left side of the back in. Then leg and arm meeting. They're pressing each other. Three. Two. And inhale, unwind. Arms up. I'm just going to take the hands out of this. Let the left leg find the hurdler stretch of its choice. Could look different than the right side. Totally legit. Then hands down on either side of the right leg. Lift yourself up so that you feel you're sitting on the back line of the leg, that you have a sitting bone underneath you. You're lifting up and bowing forward. Inhale, come on up, hands up, both legs out in front. We're going to bend both knees in, wrap the arms, tuck the chin, a little rounding out of the back like cat pose. And then reverse that, catch your shins, lift your chest. And then roll slowly down onto your back. Have any finishing poses or stretches you like. Make your way to Shavasana when you're ready. You ready to move again? Start with wiggling your fingers and your toes. Roll to your right side. Make your way up to seated. Big shoulder shrug here. And we'll bring hands together at heart center. And thumbs to forehead center. Really nice, y'all. Thanks for being here. Namaste. Awesome. Well, then, thank you. See you soon.